Okay. Here we go. Okay. So we're discussing the Gemara on Daf Chof Hei Amudeis. And we mentioned a few questions, right? Question one was that according to the Lishna Kama, according to Rava, right? There's Gemara called King Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon, and we saw Tosfos says that Kuli Alma means only within Rav Shimon, right? The second question we dealt with was the question of Sif Risha, where Tosfos says it's not of Sif Risha, and we had two different ways of understanding what he meant, right? Either like the Afron would understand that Fani Rashi is Vachin, or that he makes a very strange Oketa. The Rambam does not seem to say anything about not being of Sif Risha. I'll be past us. But the other option was something like the Ran said there's no din Sif Risha by Hanah. We weren't sure exactly what the what the Svara of the Ran was, right? It could be the Svara of the Ran we said was like the Maharam Chalava. That it's just the way I typed up the Maharam Chalava, that it's looking at Hanasan because you don't really enjoy it so much without Kavana, or we suggested maybe something a little fancier. Okay, that was question two. A third question Tosfos brings up here, which is not quite as difficult a question. At the end of Dura Maskel, Lo Efshar, he asks, what about Ksubos? Right? One Tosfos says that Lo Efshar means Lo Efshar without Tircha. So Tosfos asks, according to the Lishna Basra, this is already a Lishna Basra question. The Marsha explains, the asking according to Lishna Basra, that seems to be Lishna Pasta like. If you say that even Rabbi Yehuda is Matir, which Tosfos denies in Lishna Kavod, admits in Lishna Basra, Lo Efshar, Lo Kamachavim, then in Bol B'Tchil B'Shabbos, why Rabbi Yehuda Aser? Gavim Ma'al Levo B'Tchil B'Shabbos, Gom Rabbi Yehuda Aser, Misham Dovish, Enim Eskavim, Avagav Dahavim Lo Efshar, V'Lo Mechavim, Tzorech Lo Medai, So Yek Rabbi Yom Yidu Me'ad Likin, Da Aser, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Efshar, V'Lo Kamachavim. Right, so Tosfos' third question is, Lev Lishna Basra, Ach Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Lo Efshar, V'lo Kamechave. So, why is it Usher in Ksubos, right? Why is Ksubos in Yehuda Usher via B'tchil V'Shabbos? Via B'tchil V'Shabbos is Dovish Lo Kamechave, is Lo Efshar V'lo Kamechave. Right? You're Lo Efshar V'lo Kamechave. So, his answer is that if, like, Reb Yirmiya, when Shabbos daf Chof Tesamud Beis. Okay, the Seder. It's a perfectly reasonable answer, because there is a day of Rav Yirmiya in that who would disagree, even though Rav Yirmiya was disproven there. This part of Yirmiya wasn't disproven. This Seder. The fourth question, which seems to bother a lot of people, is Lefi Lishna Basra, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Abaye, okay, it's a lot of according to's, right? Rabbi Yehuda, according to Abaye, according to Lishna Basra, but that's a real shita. What is he matir? Right?
E-F-shar,
v'kamechave is mutter. How can dover hamiskave be mutter, right? Now, Yeshua asked it in a very sensationalist fashion. What do you mean, just because you're stuck? What happened to you have to die rather than be misrafim ba'atzei Asherah? Even if you're stuck, you can't do an Avera, right? Certainly, stuck means a tircha. But even if you're dying, you can't do some Averas, such as, exactly like Rashi says in our case, being Nana from Avodah Zarah. And certainly, if you're just stuck, you can't do some Averas. So, this is a
Very difficult question, especially some of the Achronim seem to take the question very seriously, which is a bit of a tema. What does the Pnei Yeshua say? What does the Pnei Yeshua say? Very, very strangely. Well, the question is, what does Abai mean in the Lishna Basra? Right, so some of the Achronim seem to have, it's a bit of a tema why they would think this, because it doesn't seem to make so much sense, but maybe this is a special kula because you're stuck. Maybe it's a special kula when you're stuck in a situation of low efshar. Oh, the question is, how can we give you a special kula to do an avera d'oraisa just as you're stuck in a low efshar, right? We're talking about real averos here. So what does Pnei Yeshua say? Pnei Yeshua says, he says, no, shevi al tase is more mako. Says, after all, when we know, when are you allowed to do an Aver B'Shev Al Taseh, B'makom what? That's closest to this? Kavod Abrios, right? He points out, look at the Gemara, and Brachos Yutes, Kavod Abrios is matter of Aver B'Shev Al Taseh. We've seen Aver B'Shev Al Taseh not so bad. Therefore, since here we're talking about Shev Al Taseh, right, what are we talking about? We're not talking about you actually go it's not talking about Rav Matzei Shir. You don't actually go and do something. You're just walking and the smell hits you. That's called Shev Al Taseh. Since it's b'shev al taseh, you're not doing anything to do the avera. You're just doing something else, and the avera hits you on its own. Since it's b'shev al, you're not doing a ma'isa to do the avera. Therefore, it's not so chomer, and they're a matter when you're stuck. All the later achronim say this is the craziest thing they ever heard, because even in Isra d'oraisa b'shev al taseh, like much of a covenant of brios, not mutter just like you're stuck and like you want to avoid a big tircha. Like if I want to go to the hardware store, you know, and the only easy way to get there is to do an avera b'shev al taseh, that makes it mutter. Big finish. The Sfas Emes says a slightly different approach. The Sfas Emes says it's only a Safek Avera. He assumes like Tosfos, like this way in Tosfos, right? That you make a strange Okimta that he didn't know way that it's not a Psikresha, right? He assumes it's Mamish, not a Psikresha. Now we have to use fancy one just like we discussed last time. It's mamash not a psikresha, he assumes. If it's mamash not a psikresha, you might or might not smell it, because you're closing your nose, you might or might not smell it. You're closing your eyes, you might or might not see it. So he said, yeah, that makes sense. It's only safek avera, then chazal were in somachra and safek avera, they were matter safek avera if you're really stuck. In the e-efsha. Both of these sheets are very, very strange and difficult to understand, and hard to accept that even if it's only safek avera, it's shevi al taseh. Really? Chazal were matir? Chazal were matter and avir de oraisa, the shevi al taseh, or even the suffix, just because like you're stuck, man, like you're not even gonna die. You're just you're stuck. You know, you have no other way to get to where you're going. They both, even though the achronim say this, it seems very hard to swallow.
I'm sorry, I thought that. It says, well, I mentioned suffix segresha, which I'm focusing on Shabbos.
No, it's a real it's a real davishin of miskavi. No, but this is a leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, who answers Dabar Shem's Kavim. So there's no going to be a hetzer because Dabar Shem's Kavim. So leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? The hetzer is going to be because the
Efshar. You have Kavanah.
What?
You have Kavanah.
Oh, sorry, you have Kavanah. Right, good point. Sorry. You have Kavanah. Just it might or might not happen.
But the same way how we said Kisaron, when you have a Sadek Sigresha, so you have Sadek Avera, isn't that Kisaron in the Kavanah?
In the what?
Isn't that
Kisaron? No! I don't understand. Every time I try to trap an animal on Shabbos, I might or might not succeed, right? That's still kavana.
Here, the kavana isn't. Why is it a subic segregation on Shabbos? You don't know if there are bugs in the.
Because I'm a scabbing to smell it. That's why. Here, I'm a scabbing. All those things, I'm not a scabbing. I would like the light on in my fridge. I'm not sure if someone turned off the bulb, unscrewed the bulb or not, so I opened the fridge. Avada, that's awesome, right? That's Miskavi. Nothing to talk about there, except for this strange sheet of Abaye, according to Yehuda, the Lishna Basra, who says, you know, well, since that's the only way to open my fridge is turn the light on, even though I'm Miskavi. Someone says, how could that be? He says, it's only Suffolk of yours. Suffolk of yours are really okay. Maybe he holds, like the Ram, that Suffolk of yours only Nirvana. They weren't gozer if you're stuck. This is very, very, very strange. It's very hard to accept. What a perhaps more palatable way to understand the how Abaye could say this. What does the Tosfos Rid say? He says something that sounds very funny based on the words, but is actually not such a crazy svara. That's what Tosfot says. Says you have kavana, then it's a problem.
Even if you do have kavana,
so what does he say? So what the Rid says is that efshar, the kamachavein, is really eino miskavein, according to the shita, right? According to the shita. I'm not saying halacha lemaisa, right? Halacha lemaisa, we don't pass like the shita. But I think even though in the word it's very strange, you just said miskavein is eino miskavein. That sounds very strange in the words, but I think it makes a lot of sense. I think the Rid is probably the simplest pshat in this strange shita. He says, how can you be matir efshar v'kamachavi? How can you be matir avir b'kavana? So don't give me like, well, your stocks are about to make a kula because it's only shevi al tasser, because it's only a suffix. That doesn't make sense that Chazal would make a kula for that. That sounds too reformed. So I guess it must be possible. But that's a big chiddush. I mean, some shot like those, what do those writs say? He says, what's the point of a bayi in the Lishna Basra? Right? Remember, how did a bayi express himself in the Lishna Basra? That Rav Shimon thought it depended on Kavana, and Rabbi Yehuda thought it depended on Efshar. Right? That's the bayi sheet in the Lishna Basra. Yehuda thinks it depends on Efshar. Thinks what depends on Efshar? So the way this Fasem and Yeshua read it is that Rav Shimon thinks he's sure depend on Kavana, because he's the Heser of Dabashin of his Kavi. Rabbi Yehuda thinks there's no Heser of Shavashin of his Kavi, but he's sure depend on Efshar, because Chazal tried to be Makel for you in some cases when you were stuck. But, the simpler is a whole like the Rid. He has a big chiddush. Again, that's the big chiddush you can read through all of Shas, because this is only according to Abaye, and only in the Lishna Basra, right? So you wouldn't expect to find this in every Sugya in Shas. But both Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon admit to the principle of Dabar She'en Miskavein. They just argue what Dabar She'en Miskavein depends on. Does Dabar She'en Miskavein depend on Miskavein? Or does Dabar She'en Miskavein depend on Efshar? What do they mean by that? It's a new principle, right? Until now, we thought Rabbi Yehuda denied the Heter of Dabar She'en Miskavein. Right? But he's saying, no, really, what does he mean to say? Rav Shimon says, Dover she'eino miskavein mutter. Miskavein mean once. Or kamachavein. He says, sure, there's a heter of dover she'eino miskavein. If you don't want something, then that's mutter. And dover she'eino miskavein means you don't want it. So if you're miskavein, if you want it, it's also. If you don't want it, it's mutter. But especially according to the Ritva, who said that miskavein here just means you're happy about it. Well, let's do this on now. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda also admits that Dover She'eino Miskavein is mutter. But he defines miskavein as decides to do. He says miskavein doesn't mean what you desire, what you're happy about. Right? Miskavein means what you decide to do. Right? And what that is what's called Efshar. Did I decide to smell the Avodah Zarah or not? Well, if it was Efshar, if I had two paths and I picked the side of the path of the Avodah Zarah, I decided to smell it. But if there's only one path, and the other path is through mud and up mountains or whatever, there's only one convenient path, and I'm going there to the hardware store, then I didn't decide, I might want to smell the Avodah Zarah incense, but I didn't decide to smell the Avodah incense because I'm doing something. I would have gone to the hardware store with or without the incense. I wouldn't have stayed home with or without the incense. I totally have not decided to do anything because of this Reyach Avodah Zarah. So I think that's what the Rid is saying. That the Rid is saying they both agree to the principle of Dabar She'en Miskavein Mutter. They both agree something you do accidentally, something you don't mean to do as much. They just question, what do you mean to do? Mean desires? Or does it mean decides to? Right? Let's even use a stronger word. Desires? Or wants to? So really, the machlokas are sitting under Abayis. Does Dabar She'en Miskavein mean what most people think the word Miskavein means, which is what I desire and what I don't desire? Or does Dabar She'en Miskavein mean what people call Efshar? What does Efshar mean? Whether I decided to do something or not. And if there, so it does, it doesn't matter whether I like, whether I'm happy to get the smell of Avodah Zarah or not. Dabar She'en Miskavein is not a heter based on my desires. Dovshin is kavod the hefer. What does miskaveh? Miskaveh means kavod. Like, well, what is kavod? Does kavod mean what I'm thinking? Or does kavod mean I'm doing? I'm doing something for a purpose. I'm aiming at something, meaning I have to decide to do something. So if it's Esher, if there are two paths and I decide to go down the Avodah Zarah dick path, I've decided to smell the Avodah Zarah. But if there's only one convenient path, and I go down to get to the hardware store, then I never decided to smell the Avodah Zarah. I might be happy to smell the Avodah Zarah, but I never decided to smell the Avodah Zarah. And if I didn't decide to smell the Avodah Zarah, then that's called Zarah She'im Miskavi. So I think that even though, in the words, it's funny, so what we're saying is that Rabbi Yehuda thinks Zarah She'im Miskavi is not what the word miskaven is used as here, but I think that's gufo what Abai is saying in the Mishnah Basra, according to the simplest shot, which is, or at least the most acceptable shot, which is the Tosus Red. Then he says, I also admit there's a heter of darshi. I also admit there's a heter of doing something without meaning to. But I don't define meaning to by what I'm happy and what I desire. I define meaning to by what I decide to do. And Yesher means I made no decision, and it's a fundamental difference. For the Chanshu of Sfat Emes, Yesher is more of like a dechuya. The power, the fact that I'm so stuck on, I'm a nebuch, chazal rachmanas, I'm yefshar, they're matem yalil aveira. For the rid, no, chas v'shalom, just the yefshar, they're matem aveira. Yefshar is like, even better than a chutra, yefshar just magdir what I'm doing, is not doing. Because since I had no other good choice, therefore I never decided to smell the Avodah Zarah, and if I didn't decide to do it, that's called Zavr Shein
Miskavim. According to that, the yefshar of Alom Miskavim,
of course it's a problem for Rabbi Yehuda. That's posh. For sure. That's one thing that every day actually agrees to. Every Amor and every Lashon agrees to. It's hard to find things like that. According to every Rishon even. Amazing. So, I think that, and especially if you define miskaving, like what kind of miskaving was he matter? Like the Ritzvah and the Rivian David. He doesn't mean I initially set out my plan in the morning to go smell it. Miskaven means like once I'm there, I'm happy I'm smelling it. Yeah, once I'm there, I'm happy I'm smelling it, but I never decided to smell it because I was going here anyway. And I never changed any, of my plans because I decided to smell it. Therefore, since I never made a decision, that's what Lena Miskaven. So I think that's probably the Tosfos Rid, the Pashup shot. It's not a matter of a kula. It's not a kula, it's a Hagdara. So that's not an Aveira because I'm not, even though I'm Kamechaven in the language of Balabatim, that's not what Rabbi Yehuda calls a Dover HaMiskavim. Yeah.
And then that makes sense if it's Tadah and Tircha, because...
Right, because after all, Tanya Shuan's not just a Tircha, we make them. No, no, we're not making because of Tircha. But if the Tircha go the other way, then that shows that I'm deciding based on the Tircha, not based on the Avodah Zarah. Exactly. That's why some of them are palatable. Like, whoever said Tircha is a Kula. Tircha's not a Kula. Tircha just shows that, obviously, I decided based on the Tircha. With or without the Avodah Zarah, I would have done the same thing because of the Tircha. Exactly. Okay, this is the four problems in the sugya and different ways of answering them. However, yeah.
So anytime I find myself forced to do an Avera,
No. Keep in mind.
I want to do it.
No, not forced to decide to do an Avera. Anytime I find myself forced to accidentally do an Avera, even if I'm happy, even if it's something I want, but since I was forced to accidentally do it, then it's okay according to the Shita.
Here's what the Bible says, it's good. Basically, according to this, Mechavim means Nichole. It's in the way it's good, it says Sameh.
Which is exactly what the Ritva and Beis Lurvin and Dovah say.
But we don't want to say that of Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon doesn't normally say Kavana means Nichole, because then you would basically be saying that anytime it's Nichole, Reb Shimon is going to say it's Aser. But we don't say that. If I'm dragging a bench across the grass, and it's Nichole, it's a small bench, and it's Nichole because it's my grass, and I want it, but I don't know if it's going to happen, so, and it's not my Kavana necessarily, so the Reb Shimon we know says that's Mutter. But according to this, Reb Shimon should say it's
Aser.
It's a post-time Nichole.
Could be. Now, they're not doing Nichole and Sameach. Like, they're not saying that anytime it's in the abstract. Like, they're not saying anytime I would ask my accountant, he'd say Nichole, or I'd ask my wife and say Nichole, or I'd ask my advisor to say Nichole. They mean I actually have to be realizing it's Nichole at the time and being happy Nichole at the time. But you're right, that would be my version of it. Not saying you have to accept it. Now, this is all This whole way of interpreting the sugya is based on one assumption, which the assumption that most of the Achronim Rishonim make. So it's a reasonable assumption. What assumption is it all based on? All of these answers are based on the assumption that our sugya is basically the same sugya as exactly Shabbos Tafel Tess and Mitzvah Kisuv Asaf. So basically that we're fitting in our sugya, that we're fitting in our sugya to the normal rules of Dover Sheinu Miskavim. Right? That the same thing we say here would say for Shabbos. The Maran Cholot says that. Same thing here we would say for Shabbos. Over here it's only another Rabbanon. Shabbos is only, it's only Choresh Mid Rabbanon. And many Rishonim say, yeah, and Tosfot also says the same thing we'd say here. We'd say for Shabbos. And Rashi and Tosfot assume the same thing we'd say here, we'd say for Shabbos. However, you know, with like only, you know, the Ran sticks in already, like maybe different sort of trick ratio, but basically they're all assuming the same thing we say for Shabbos, and the same thing we'd say for Ksubos, right, for Bol, B'tchila B'Shabbos, would also Hilchos Shabbos. Here's still what we say here also applies to Hilchos Shabbos. However, the Evna Azel, I happen to be very attracted to this Evna Azel, you can decide whether you agree with him or not, because I admit he's a minority among the Mefarshim. The Evna Azel torpedoes the whole sugya and says, you know, maybe you can answer all the questions in one fell swoop by saying that this is not the same sugya as Hilchos Shabbos. That after all, remember there was Rav Yirmi and Ula, there were lots of Amoraim in Shabbos who said similar shitas, what Rav and Abayi might be saying here. They never quoted Rav and Abayi in Masechet Shabbos. They never quoted Ula Rav Yirmi over here. So yeah, it doesn't prove anything. Could be coincidence, right? But what the Ibn Azal says that no, this is a different shita. This is a different shita from a different sugya from Hilchos Shabbos. This is its own sugya with its own rules, which doesn't have to match Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara actually ties it in, right? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Dabbi Shem Miskavim, Rabbi Shimon, Dabbi Shem Miskavim. The Gemara obviously does bring riots from what they say in Masechet Shabbos and in Nazir and in all the other cases they argue. So he doesn't mean it's a completely different sugya, right? You can't say it's a completely different sugya, because the Gemara ties it in, right? But what you have to say is, it's a similar related sugya, but not that it's completely unrelated. It's a related sugya, but it's different. What way is it different? So the Ibn Azal also points out, I think, the attractive, because he's reading Pesham the Sugya. How does our Sugya start? Does our Sugya start by saying Itmar, Hana'ah Be'eino Miskavim? Right? That's what, well, basically, Rashi and Tosfos and all the Mefarshim are saying. Our Sugya starts by saying Itmar. If Ke'ilu, we started saying Itmar, Hana'ah Be'eino Miskavim. Right? Itmar, Lo Kivin, Lahana'ah Mahu. Right? Dos Dabar She'eino Miskavim. The Gemara seems to say something a little... Now, that could be. What does the Gemara actually say? Hana bo lo liyodin mal karho. Right? It comes against your will. So, comes against your will could just be a fancy way of saying it in Miskavi. Bezehu. But I think that the idea that Hana comes to you against your will, the Ibn Azal says, no, there's something specific about the idea of bo lo mal karho, that it comes to you against your will. It's not just that you weren't Miskavi to it. It's that no, it's ba'alo, meaning you didn't do a maisa which had an effective iser. You were passive. I know this is the same issue as I do Shevi al-Tasim, but taking a very, very different direction. Right? You didn't do something. It's not like ba'al b'tchilu b'shabbos or dragging the keys to sashol. You did something which creates a malacha. No, over here, you didn't do something that makes a malacha. You did nothing. The iser hit you. You stood there, and mind you walked down the street minding your own business, and the iser, you didn't like pick up the Avodah Zarah and smell it. You did nothing. The smell hit you as you were walking down the street. That's enough. Balo lodem bal karcha. You didn't do a maisa, unlike in Shabbos. Shabbos, you're doing a maisa of dragging the bench. Or in Subbos, you're doing a maisa of bol b'tchilo the Shabbos. In all the classic cases of Masechet Shabbos, Dabar She'eino Miskavim, you're doing a maisa of doing something. Here, you're not doing a maisa. You are walking down the street, and the Hana is coming to you. You're not going to the Hana. The Hana is coming to you. What the Ibn Azal wants to say is that, right? The Ibn Azal says that our sugya is different because what do all the Achronim assume? All the Achronim assume, why is Dabar She'eino Miskavim mutar according to Rav Shimon? What do all the Achronim assume? Because? But like regular Dabar She'eino Miskavim. Because even though I did something, no, that's only a Shabbos, having a Kolzar Kula. He's also Matar Kolzar Kula. It's because even though I did something, since I wasn't a Skaven, it's as if I didn't do it. Right? So, even though I did something, since I was aiming a Skaven, it's as if I didn't do it. So what's the machlokes in Shabbos, that Pesach Testament days? I did a Maisa Aveira. The issue is, can lack of Kavana make it as if I didn't do it? That's the sugya in Shabbos. But what's the sugya here? The sugya here is, if you assume, you have to make one assumption, which I think all Shabbos are sugya, probably make that assumption, that Isser HaNa'ah doesn't mean the result of being Nehneh is what's Aser. It means the Maisa of being Mahana yourself is what's Aser. Right? So in our sugya, in Sachin, Dafa, Chafei Yom Beis, it's a little different. I didn't do a Maisa of Hishtamshus, the Isser HaNa'ah. I didn't do any mice of using the Isser HaNa'ah. I didn't burn the Ketores of the Avodah Zarah. I just walked to the hardware store and the smell came at me. Right? I didn't do a mice of Hishtamshus the Isser HaNa'ah. What's the question? The issue here is, can Kavana make it as if I did do a mice of? They're similar sugyas. They're both about the same thing. But they're starting from different points, right? There's a different machzak. They're both about the same thing. Can Kavana determine whether I did this maisa or not? The only difference is over there, I did the maisa of digging. I took a shovel, it was just a strange-shaped shovel that looked like a bench, and I dragged it over the dirt. Question is, can the lack of Kavana make it as if I didn't do the maisa, as if it happened by itself? Right? That's the question. Can lack of Kavana make it as if it happened by itself? Over here, it's a parallel sugya. The same shitas belong here. But they should all be a little more makil than they were there. Because over here, I didn't do any maisa. The question is, can Kavana make it as if I did a maisa of utilizing Isser HaNa'ah? So that's the basic insight of the Eben HaAzel. He says, he's medayik in the Lashon, Haba'a lo bal karcha. The issue is that there, I'm doing it. Here, it's coming to me. So, of course, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shulman should be related to what they said there. Because they have the same shitas about whether Kavana can make me a Maisa or lack Kavana makes it not a Maisa. Just, they should all be a little more makil here than they were there. Because over there, the question is, I really did the Maisa, taking away my Maisa, pretending I didn't do the Maisa. Here, I really didn't do a Maisa. The issue is pretending I did a Maisa. There, the issue is taking digging and turning it into non-digging. Here, it's taking walking down the street and turning it into using the Isser HaNa'ah. So, what the Eben HaAzel says, I mean, none of this is my kedusha. The Eben HaAzel just says that answers all the questions. How do they answer the first question? Is that no? Take the Gemara Kipshuta. Take the Gemara in the Pashup Shat. That Lefi Rava. There is no machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon in Ba'alo Balkarcha. But there is in Shabbos Dafka Pesach Beis. Right, what's Tos Kasha? How could you have a sheet that says there's no machlokes Rav Yehuda and Shimon? No problem. In Shabbos, there is a machlokes Rav Yehuda and Shimon, because that's the sugya of doing a maisa shelo b'kavana. But over here, it's the sugya of not doing a maisa, maybe there's no machlokes. They don't also have to argue about our sugya. Why can't they just argue about that sugya? Once they're two different sugyas, it's okay if they Rav Yehuda and Shimon don't argue in our case. They argue in their case. Just one second. This also explains of segresha, easy, is that in Ba'alo Balkarcha, Sikresha doesn't make a difference. Meaning, if I actually went and took the Hana'ah, maybe that would make a difference, Sikresha. Right? Maybe Sikresha would make a difference if I actually went and took the Hana'ah. But here it's Ba'alo Balkarcha, even Sikresha doesn't make a difference. And likewise, in this case, in Subas is no problem, right? Because in Hilchos Shabbos, Reb Yehuda is Machmir, only in Ba'alo Balkarcha. He's Makel in this case, right? Also no problem. Here you have a lower level of Kavana. You're not Makavi and it's a Yefshar. So
So the kasha is, how come in Shabbos where Yehuda's machmer by Baal but Tzivan over here is makel according to one shita? No problem. There it's more machmer because you did a maisa. Here you didn't do the maisa. And this also answers this question. This also answers this question, which is that if it's efshar, then I'm not doing any maisa, right? Then I'm not doing any maisa of taking hana, right? If you say that in our sugya you're starting out without a maisa, then it makes sense why you make only efshar, even though I'm miskaving. Fine, I'm miskaving. It's only us being miskaving and to do a maisa avera. It's not us being miskaving. I'm talking about alpi musar b'dinei shemayim. Alpi musar b'dinei shemayim. If I'm miskaving to eat pig and you accidentally slip me, you know, b'datze decharitis meat, then I'm still a bad person. But it's not an avera, right? If I'm miskaving to something bad and I don't actually do anything bad, so over here, how can you be matur b'miskaving? The Tosfot is fine. I have no time against Tosfot. Today, I shouldn't last time. There's also options. Clearly, they have an azul. It's no problem. How can I be matur to avera miskaving? Because you didn't do an avera. Because this is the EF show. What that means is that you had no choice but to walk down the street, being a normal person. So you didn't do any action which has to do with spelling of what's over. All your actions were for reasons of getting to the hardware store. And if you didn't do an action, then maybe Rabbi Yehuda has the radical sheet according to this, that if you didn't do the action, even if you had kavana, especially if you take the rinse version of kavana, I mean, I was happy with it, not I put it in my yoman for the day, then it's no problem. So couldn't even Ezel, just the chaza for a second, and then you can tell me why you think he's wrong. But the Evan Ezel said this whole sugya is, you know, he doesn't say it's a totally different sugya, because the Gemara clearly brings in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. But the simple shot, it brings every Yehuda of Shimon, but they have slightly different shitas here than they do in Masechta Shabbos. And that's why we have different Amorim here than Masechta Shabbos. So even us says, why would a Yehuda of Shimon be Shayach, but have slightly more Mekel shitas here than in Masechta Shabbos? Because if you assume, like all the Achronim, Machlokes in Masechta Shabbos about, I did the Maisa digging, but could we consider it as if I didn't do the Maisa digging? Over here, I didn't do a Maisa Shtam Shus B'Sur HaNa'a. Question is, could we consider it as if I did a Maisa? So then, it's a similar shitas, but everyone should be a little more makel here, because I'm starting out not doing a maisa. That's called haba'al lo bal karfa. And that's why, for example, Numachos Rav Shimon, according to Rava, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon might argue, Rav Yehuda might be machmer on E.F. Shar, the lo kamachavim by Shabbos, so I'm actually doing the maisa. But over here, he'd be makel on E.F. Shar, the lo kamachavim. So I'm not even doing a maisa, and I'm not miskaving, and I had no choice, so how could you possibly say I did anything wrong? Likewise, in Psikresha, over there, everyone would be machmer in Psikresha. Because, you know, how can you say that I didn't intend to do this action if I knew it was going to happen? But over here, since I didn't actually do an action, then unless I have real kavana, the fact that I knew it was going to happen doesn't make a difference, because I didn't do anything. Likewise, in terms of the Gemara Ksubas, well, the Gemara Ksubas is actually just the same as this question, just a little Lishna Basra. How can the Ksubas from Yehuda's machmer and Yehuda's Shabloka Machavi over here is Mikkel? Because over there you're doing a maisa. You're doing a maisa via. You're breaking something. Right? The question is just, can we take away your maisa? He also can never take away your maisa. Over here, you didn't do anything. So he said, if you were really totally innocent, you were doing it anyway, and you had no thought of enjoying this, then you didn't do a maisa. And likewise, in the last question, how can Abaye Mater do something to Kavana? The answer might be, because, of course, if you did a Maisa Avera, I would never know Shita Gamata doing a Maisa Avera B'Kavana. But, even without the Tosfot written, even without the Achronim, the Eben Ezra says, but if you didn't do a Maisa Avera, maybe there's one Shita, there's a little radical, which says, if you didn't do a Maisa for the Avera, then even Kavana won't make it Asur, because it's like having Kavana eat pig and not eating anything. Which is actually, having Kavana eat pig and not eating anything is Mutter. Let's say Kavana eat pig. But I didn't even make a mistake. I had kavana to eat pig, but I didn't eat anything. Then that it's a strange shape of tempta, but it would be mutter.
And Rav Shimon would still be machmer because.
And Rav Shimon would still be machmer because he would say, when I'm passing by and I want to smell this. What would Rav Shimon say? I want to smell this avodah zarah incense. So then, once I want to smell the avodah zarah incense, the fact that I want to smell it, he would say, makes every step I take into a maisa of utilizing incense.
Is that only if you actually wind up smelling incense?
Yeah. Everyone would be not a bigger fan of smelling.
You wouldn't say the pig badash thing is awesome because
yeah, it's a little funny. What happens is that's something that can only happen by accident, so you can never really ask a shiloh about it. right? Meaning I tried to do an Avera and didn't succeed. Or, well, you can never ask, oh, was, should I have done that? Because you were trying to succeed.
I mean, nobody's going to try it anyway. So
okay.
Is Eber also opposing Shabbos with Koker Kula or Shabbos with...
No, he's opposing doing a Maisa with not doing a Maisa. That's his point.
Okay.
I'm just using Shabbos as an example because basically any way of doing Malachi, you have to do something. Hana is one of the only cases where you can really have something happening to you without you doing anything. But he's not saying it's because Hana is different. He's saying that not because Hana is different. You can also say, look, Aram's interest of grace, Hana is different. For question three, although not question one, the Chazanish said Hana is different. You could say Hana is different. Why? Because if I wasn't miskaven, then I'm not really, I'm not really enjoying it. I'm just like, getting some side benefit. But that's not what David Adol is saying. He's saying that if I don't do something, it's different than if I did do something.
When the Gemara said Adkan in the first lesson of Russian, Adkan Lukmar Shimon Ella Hech Valesha, Hech the Esher Lo. So the Shimon specifically says if it wasn't Esher, it's not Esher. Or after that, the Gemara says, Igda Amre, Esher Lachav, and that is my focus really of Shimon. And then the Gemara is plugged in, it's the same. The Gemara says, that is the Mahokas. So it says it's Shimon. The first thing is,
oh no! So, some of these lines in the Gemara, meaning the lines that are machmir here would also be machmir the same way in the Sefer Shabbos. For example, the line here that says that Rosh Shimon says that efshar v'lo kamachavin, we really think you're miskavin, right? That's really called miskavin, that's usher. Of course, kamachom would be usher there. You're right, all the lines that are lechumra here would for sure also be talking about when you did a maisa. I'm saying the lines that are lekula here, like for example, in Lishna Basra,
yeah,
when it says that, what is the name of Lishna Basra again? That line you read?
And Lishna Basra,
that line might only mean here, might not mean in Hilchos
Shabbos. Why is it he, if the point is the fact that this is a different case with Baal Korcho, why would he make that? But I was trying to say why this case is different than Rabbi Yehuda. I wouldn't just focus on this detail and say this is a different case. I think Rabbi Yehuda is the exact same thing as it over there, but the difference is versus
yeah, because Rabbi Yehuda never talked about the case of E.F. Shavakamachavim there. No, but he never talked about it anywhere else, so we can't say what he said about it anywhere else, because he never talked about it anywhere else.
Kamal Amar, except in that case, but in case of this.
But he has to say something more fundamental first. Ad Kamal Amar, that he cares about Ad Kamal Ka'amar, one thing, Ad Kamal Amar, that he equates Miskavim to Miskavim, except L'chumra, but he would never say it L'kula, not here and not anywhere else. That's the Machra line. That's the Machra line, right? That's Rav.
Right.
Right. So I think all the lines that are equally applicable to Masechta Shabbos are the lines of someone being Machra, which usually is Rav, or even Kli Alma. So the lines where you're Mekel might be Davka here. That's the Evan Ozel's Chiddush. It's two totally different ways of reading the Sugya. Read the Sugya as fitting it in 99% as best you can to the regular rules of Darshan Yom and Hilchos Shabbos, just maybe with a twist here and there, or say, no, our sugya is a different sugya. Two totally different ways of reading the sugya, which is the mainstream way in the Evan Ozel. You know, the advantage of the Evan Ozel, of course, is that he answers all the questions in one fell swoop, and, you know, he says, no, there's something unique here about how Na'bal Olam Malkarcha. But I admit, that's only one way of reading the sugya. But just, you know, I think it's an attractive way of reading the sugya. I can't prove to you who's right. It's too complicated for me to be able to say who's right. But the Evan Ozel says this is a different sugya, related, but different sugya, because you're starting on the other side of the question, right? You're moving from here to there, not from there to here. And that's why there are so many stiras between here and the Masechet Shabbos and Ksuvos. Well, the other Rishonim say, no, it's the exact same case, it's just the Hechitimsa is a different Hechitimsa, and you have to fit it in and say, whatever we said here, we're also applying Masechet Shabbos.
Yeah, but he's arguing with all these Rishonim, or does he think that the Rishonim agree to him?
He's arguing with all these Rishonim. He thinks the Rambam agrees to him. And he's a Peirush on the Rambam. So he thinks the Rambam agrees with him. Right, I think he admits that Rashi and Tosfos, the mainstream Rishonim, do not agree with him. He thinks the Rambam agrees with him. And I guess we'll just close with the Rambam. So this is the Yesodistic ways of reading the Sugya. Then, of course, what we'll have to go on in the next Makor sheet is there's many details that come up in the Shachar Matari in this Sugya. But this is the Yesod of the Sugya, two different ways of reading the Yesod of the Sugya, Le'aniyot Da'ati. I mean, they really are two different ways. That's not Yesodati. The Evan Ozel says different. The way the Evan Ozel got started here, I mean, it was really a tangent to Hilchos Shabbos, but the way he brought the Rambam in is because the Rambam has a very fascinating... I want you all to tell me what you thought about this Rambam, right? It's on the sheet here. Machol Soros Yud Dalet Yud Veiz, where he passes the basic sugya. The Rambam passes the same shita. Let's just make sure we have the halacha l'maisa right. Everyone passes the halacha l'maisa the same thing. I did not see any machlokes rishon about how we pass the life. Because in the end of the Gemara, they say, there's a tiyuvta of Rav in the Lishnakama. So if there's a tiyuvta of Rav in the Lishnakama, and Rav always beats Abaye, then obviously you pass like Rav in the Lishna Basra. Right, that's how all the Rishonim Paskin, unless someone saw anyone Paskin differently. I think it's unanimous. What do you mean, Rosh, Rav in the Lishna Basra? And obviously we hold like Rabbi Shimon. So if you hold like Rav in the Lishna Basra, what that means is that we don't care whether it's Efsher or not. We only care whether it's Mechavin or not. Mechavin is Usher, Ein Mechavin is Mutter. And that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that Hanoya Habala Ol Malkorcho, quotes exact Lashon Rasugya, be Isser Mikol Isser, in any Isser, in Niskavin Usher, in Lomiskavin Mutter. Doesn't seem terribly controversial, right? He didn't say anything. What's interesting, though, is what he puts it together with. What does he put it together with? What does he put in the same halacha as? I'll start the halacha. Ha'ochel macha mechol suras derech schoko misasik. Remember misasik b'chalom marayos? Right? If you eat something treif, derech schok or kemisasik, afish lo miskavim l'gof ha'chila, even though you didn't intend to eat it, lo miskavim, since you were nene, your chayiv kamisha miskavin. That's if you were miskavin, last result chila. Then ma'noya, bolon, malkorcha, is mutter. So what's the first thing he says? That if you eat trade foods, kamis ase, without kavana, you're still chayiv as if you had kavana because you were nene. And he says, if you're nene without kavana, it's okay. It seems like the Rambam, the Rambam didn't notice. The Rambam noticed he was telling us something strange. First he said that, well, if you eat food without kavana, treif without kavana, since you're nene, you're chayiv as if you're miskaving. The very next thing says that, oh, if you're nene without kavana, it's mutter. So the first half of the halacha, nene, means you're chayiv without kavana. The second half of the halacha, hana, is mutter without kavana. Same lashon without kavana, same lashon of root word of nene. So the Rambam is obviously trying to tell us, like, look at these two halachos, right? They seem similar, but understand there's a difference between them. Right, that if I eat chaylev, shelo b'miskaveh, b'misaseh, b'lo miskaveh, that's usher because of the hana'ah. But hana'ah b'lo l'karcha, like the sugya, b'safim chafayim and beis, is totally heter gomer, l'chachila, without kavana. Even if it's efshar, right? That's the way we paskin. So what's the difference between the reish and the sefer of the Rambam? What's the Rambam's point? Why is eating chaylev without kavana usher because it's nenet, but hana'ah b'lo l'karcha is mutter, even though you're a nene, because you didn't have kavana.
It's because in the first case you did a ma'as nene, so it makes you different.
Right. And the Evan Azel says, like, this is one of the places he's in he was the dyke in the Rambam, he says, what's the difference? The first case is ha'ochel, someone who does something. The second case, ha'ba'alol la'adam al-karcho, is something that happens against your will. When I do something, even though I don't have kavana, hana is just as bad as kavana. When I did something, the hana is just as bad as kavana. It makes me not able to deny that I did the maisa. But when I didn't do something, as bala ol malkarcho, and the Evan Azal reads the Rambam very nicely, when I didn't do something, then I don't care if I was nana or not. I know I was nana. When I didn't do something, then without kavana, I didn't do anything. So the Evan Azal reads the Rambam as what's the conscious narration of the sefer? Ochel is doing something, and hanoya bala ol malkarcho is not doing something. If I do something, then even if I wasn't miskaveh, again, it's just as bad. Right? It's mitzarfit, meaning the maisa. But if I didn't do anything, then I don't care whether I'm nene or not. Ain't miskaveh is mutter because I didn't do anything. Right? So, what if I'm not miskaveh but I'm nene? If I did something, I can't deny that I did the maisa. But if I didn't do something, it doesn't make it as if I... It doesn't make it as if I did a maisa. That's why they have an Ozo reads the Rambam. Donnie is a different way of reading the Rambam.
Just say that Hana always makes you chayav as a fighting. In the first case, you ate the
fighting
food.
It? What do you mean by like fighting it?
In the first case, you're eating the food, and you end up getting hana'ah, and you're not fighting hana'ah because basically you didn't know it was going to happen, and it happened. In the second case, you know you're about to get hana'ah, so you're thinking to yourself, I don't want to get hana'ah, I don't want to get hana'ah. So that ruins the hana'ah. Like what we were saying the other day.
So that ruins that. You're saying
chilva ra'as is chayav.
Ah. In the Chel of Arayos, meaning he says, what's the case? He says, what's the case of, he says, you're saying it's a slightly different case. One case is what we'll call like mitzasek and the below kavanah, and the other case is dabar she'ein mitzkaven. The reason of mitzasek, what does mitzasek below kavanah mean? Meaning, mitzasek below kavanah means I didn't realize I was doing it. And the same, the ratio, it's a different kind of lack of kavanah. That's why the ratio is called mitzasek. The ratio of the called mitzasek means I didn't realize I was doing it at all. The safe means I realized I was doing it and like did it against my will. So what you're saying is that in mitzasek, if I didn't think anything and I was nah, that makes it like I'm a scabbard.
Right.
But in the seifa, if I'm thinking that I didn't want to do it, if I'm actively thinking that I didn't want to, it's funny, since I know I'm doing it, it's more mako. The seifa, since I know I'm doing it, I realize that I don't want to do it, and since I realize that I don't want to do it, then it's more mako. That's definitely possible. I have a little bit of a trouble because the Rambam says, not about Cholim, but Arayus, that someone's misachik with a girl and bolo b'li havana, he's chayav. In that case, it's hard to say that he wasn't fighting it, right? He was just misachik with a girl and was bolo by accident. So then you could say he wasn't thinking that he didn't want to do it. He just didn't realize he was doing it until it was too late. So that's, you could say that.
Where the Rambam, this Rambam?
In the beginning of Isuri B, of Herk Aleph, Halacha, something.
The one with the Misasik is
the... Oh, sorry, Yud Dalet, Yud Beis.
How do we know he's biting it?
So, Shriver says so. Shriver says that because Bal Korcho. What does Bal Korcho mean? Bal Korcho means you're actively thinking that you don't want it. Right? Meaning, I pass by the Avodah Zarah, and I think, I don't want to smell this Avodah Zarah. But, like, you know... I'm walking down the street, and what can I do? As opposed to misasik b'halom v'arayas, I'm not saying I don't want to eat this iser. I just don't realize I'm eating the iser. I'm not saying I don't want to be bowled this erba. I just don't realize I'm being bowled the erba. So that's possible. The difference is whether misasik, meaning I'm not thinking anything, versus basically two kinds of inuskavim. Ein miskavim misasik, I'm not thinking anything. That's chayiv because I'm nene. And in a miskavin of Bal Korcha, where I'm thinking that I don't want it, that's more mako. So that's the second possibility. The third possibility also, which a lot of the Rishonim, as we'll see in the next daf, seem to hold, which is that it might just be a matter of big hanaz versus different kinds of hanaz. Meaning, Chalom V'arayis is a very significant hanaz. It's a very big hanaz. Other hanaz are like, you know, very slight hanaz. Right. But Chalom Arayos is, you know, as always, is such a big Hanah. Right, so it could be that that's the third way of saying what the Rambam means. It's funny. I'm not sure how to prove what the Rambam means. That what he means says, if you have a big Hanah like Chalom Arayos, then that serious Hanah, that's such a strong Hanah that it always makes you like your miskavi. But a small hanah, like smelling something or seeing something rare or making money or any of these other, you know, everyone knows chalom v'arayos are the two biggest yetzer haras, right? That those are basic human drives, right? Okay, so smelling nice things and other cute things like that are like we have a yetzer hara for, but not as strong. So it could be also. So I'm not sure what the Rambam means. I can't prove to you what the Rambam means. Shriver says the Rambam means there's two kinds of aimless copies. Aimless copies, I'm not thinking anything. If I'm nene, that's like Havana. Ein miskavin, that I'm thinking I don't want it, like Bal Korcha, he's the daikon of Bal Korcha, is not like Havana. The Ibn Azal says, no, if I'm doing the ma'isa like Achila and Be'ila, then as long as I'm nene, I'm chayiv. But if I'm not doing the ma'isa because it's balo, then if I'm not, then even if I'm nene, I am mutter. And the third possibility is that there's different levels of hana'ah. A very fundamental, strong hana'ah. Then I'm always chayiv, even if I'm not miskaveh. That's achila and behila, the strongest hana'ahs. But a weaker hana'ah, such as smelling cute things and things like that, that doesn't really change my psychology so much. And then I'm really not miskaveh. Okay, we have three ways of understanding the Rambam. Bava Nosein HaRabim, or Bava Nosei HaRabim. I can't prove which is the correct shot in the Rambam, which is the incorrect shot in the Rambam.
The kavana did come kind of al korcha. He didn't have kavana to even eat. In the
maysa,
he didn't make
that his way. Well, what is misasek? Meaning the kavana? No, he wasn't thinking he didn't want to eat it. After all, if he thought he didn't want to eat it, he wouldn't have eaten it, right?
Obviously, either he thought that it was he was not going to eat something and he did eat something, you know, like case of the Gemara, he thought he was just like swallowing saliva and he really had something in his mouth that he forgot about, or some other, he was just like playing around with the magic trick with it and accidentally swallowed it or something.
But
what Schreiber's saying is that the Hanah came, but he wasn't thinking that he didn't want it at the time. He was thinking nothing at the time. And since he was thinking nothing, he says paradoxically, if he didn't know what he was doing, then he wasn't thinking that he didn't want it. As opposed to the safer where he knew what he was doing, he was thinking that he didn't want it.
It's not like it was an accident. He says, obviously, it's kind of a goof.
Right. So you have to figure out exactly what the case is, and I admit that's complicated, but let's leave that for now. Okay, and let's go on to Daf Chaf. So that's the basic sugya. Now let's go on to some details. What is the first detail? The first detail is Amar Abayi Min Amila. Abayi tries to bring a proof. The Tanya to Efshar become a chavin is mutar. Amar Lav Rav Yochanan Zakkai Shai Yoshev Tzil Shal Heichal V'Dorish Kol Yom Kulo. Yochanan Zakkai gave shear in the shade of the Heichal. V'Hachad Lo Efshar. So it's Lo Efshar. He had no place. Now, what does Lo Efshar here mean? What's a simple shot in Lo Efshar? He had what?
Hard to give the shear otherwise.
Why is it hard to give the shear otherwise?
No,
right, because there's no big space. Like, this was the biggest space. So the simplest shot in Lo Efshar means this was the biggest space. Right? This is the space that fit everyone. Rashi says something a little strange, which the Achronim really throw up their hands on. I don't know if anyone has a good shot. I really worked on it, and I could say crazy things. But Rashi says something a little different, which is right before the Masul Lo Efshar, Hayadur Sham Bipnei Hachama She'en Lecha Beis HaMedrash Machzikan. He would darshan there to escape the heat of the sun because there was no Beis Medrash, there was no roofed area big enough. Rashi makes it sound like, oh, there were plenty of open areas, but this was the only way he could get shade, so that's called Lo Efshar. This is the only way he could get shade because this is called Lo Efshar. The Rabbeinu David jumps on Rashi and says, what do you mean? Lo Efshar doesn't mean like this is the only way to get shade. Lo Efshar means this is the only way to do something totally mutter. Lo Efshar means like this is the only place that has enough seats for everyone. Right? So what is let's get another color. What does it mean by that by Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai? What does Lo Efshar mean? So Rabbeinu David says it means Ein Mokom Acher Klal Hamasikula. There's no other place where they could all sit. Like next to the Heichal was a big open space, and there wasn't an open space on the other side, right? If you look at our bias, right, you notice like not all the sides of our bias are equally convenient to hold Shirin. Right? Just giving an example nowadays, I'm not saying it was exactly the same. In the Kotel, you have a nice space where if you cleared it out, you know, you could have a tremendous shear for the Rabbim, you could have a tremendous tekes. On the southern wall excavations, it's very small, and there's a lot of dirt, and like not a good place to sit. And on the eastern wall, there's not our graves or something, and on the northern wall, there's our houses. So like, if it was, right, the morning, right, then there would be shade in the Kotel, you know, from the Heichal, or whatever, work it out, the shade is from the Heichal, you have the exact right hour. Imagine there's a Heichal, the Ezra Hashem, and he had no place else to fit them all but the Kotel. That's Lo Efshar. I mean, he had no way to get to the hardware store but to walk by the Avodah Zarah. He had no way to fit everyone into a big plaza except in the shade of the Heichal. Rashi seems to say, Ein Makom Mutzal. Mutzal is modern day Hebrew for shady, right? Rashi says there is no other shady area that you could fit them all in. That's what Rashi says. Hayadur sham bipnei hachama. He darshan there to get out of the sun because there's no base medrash. There's no roofed area which was big enough. Yeah, there are lots of plazas available. There are lots of open spaces, but there's no shady space available because no base medrash is big enough. There's no other building as big as the Heichal that casts such a large shadow, right? We have to imagine the Heichal was a tremendously large building, maybe not as big as the skyscrapers nowadays, but much, much bigger than any, you know, house of worship that you've seen nowadays. It was really, you know, by modern day standards, it would be tremendously, tremendously impressive. Like you would be in awe of just like
how large and fancy and beautiful the building is, even in 2010. And so it had a lot of sale. This Rashi, the Achronim point out, is very, very tmiyadik, because we always thought that lo efshar meant there's no other way to accomplish my mutter purpose, you know, other than getting some hanal from the iser. Here Rashi saying there is another way to hold shear. There's just no other way to get shade than through the heichal. That's a little funny. So if I say, oh, there's another way to get to the hardware store, but there's no other way to get to the hardware store with a nice smell other than by the avodah zarah, you wouldn't have thought that's a lo efshar meant.
Maybe that's just what Rashi means. You can't give a shear on the sun. No one's going to sit up. You can't give a shear if the sun's beating down on you.
You can, correct. You can't give a shear in the sun. Right. So Rashi, what I would just say then is that I think this Rashi, some of the Achronim say, really Rashi didn't mean it. He only meant it like Lamaskana, that Tanehichon Toko Asori or something. But this Rashi seems to be actually a decent raya for the Derech of the Achronim against the Tosfos Rid. Basically, according to the Tosfos Rid, what's the heter of lo efshar v'kamakavim? Because you're really not miskavim, because you didn't decide to get hanor from the iser. Then Rashi makes no sense. You decided to get the shade because you needed shade to give a shear. Like you're never gonna fit. Right, according to the Tosfos Rid, Rashi is totally wrong, which is what Rabbeinu David and others say. Rabbeinu David quotes Rashi, he says, that's crazy, impossible, the craziest thing I ever heard. For sure Rashi's dead wrong, says Rabbeinu David. For sure Rashi's wrong, says Rabbeinu David. Because how could you be mounting that? He picked the place specifically to get shade from the Heichal. According to the Pnei Yoshua, though, and maybe the Sfas Emes, you know, then Rashi can be justified. According to the Yeshua and Sfas Emes, Rashi can be justified. Look, he was stuck. He needed to give a shear. You know, he's not trying to be an Avarian. He's not trying to be a bad Jew. He's not trying to be non-frum. He just needed to give a shear, and giving shear is very important. And without shade, no one's going to come to the shear. So if he needed to give a shear, without shade, no one's going to come to the shear, then you could say, Chazal were mekel, b'shev yal tase, you know, something like that. So if you view this sheet, remember, this is all Avaya's proof in Moshe Vasra. The sheet of Avaya is a kula, then Rashi makes sense. Here, you need a kula. I don't need a kula. Usually, getting hanah from Isser is not something I need a kula for. Why just avoid that hanah from Isser? Like, why are you interested in Avodah Zarah? But over here, he needed to get the hanah from Isser because he needed to give shear. He had a valid reason. Usually, it's not a valid reason to say, oh, I'm dying for that smell of Avodah Zarah. No, don't be an ice fart. But over here, he had a valid reason. If he had a valid reason, then Chazal were mekel. But if you go to the Tosfos Rid to say that, I'm really ain't a miskaveh. My decision had nothing to do with the Isser Hanah. My decision was made totally separate from the Isser Hanah. And that's why he's mekel. And Rashi makes no sense. His decision was made separate from the Isser Hanah. His decision was he needed to get Hanah from an Isser Hanah in order to have a successful shear.
But also it's a little different. Not that he needed the shade. I think it's not possible to give a shear where there's no shade. That just eliminates all other places. And you're only left with right outside the Heichal.
Then he needed the shade.
Or in the shul.
Then he needed the shade.
No, he needed to give the shear.
He needed to give the shear, and he needed shade to give the shear. You can't call that Dar Shein Miskavim. If I need to do something and I need an ingredient to do it, you can't say that, oh, I'm not really miskavim. No way you can fit that in with the Rid. Meaning, if the svara of Abayin and L'Shabasra is that, even though I'm miskavim, I'm not really miskavim, and that's not going to fit Rashi. Here, I am really miskavim. To give the shear, I need the shade. I think. All right, that's a strange Rashi. Most of them are going to have trouble with this Rashi because they just think that, again, if you take this Rashi, I mean, luckily we don't pass like this Shita, you could end up being matur a lot of Yisurim, right? Because every time I need to do something, the only way to do it is to get hanor from an Isser, then that's mutter. Right? So any time, I don't know, I need to, woman needs to go out on a date and get a husband, and the only way to do it is to wear the perfume of Avodah Zarah, then it's okay, because it's Yafshar. You know? It gets a little crazy. If I need to, you know, I need to support my family. The only way to support my family is to sell idols and get hanor from Avodah Zarah. So it's the Epsher, so it's Mutter. That would be a big big fish. So this Rashi is very difficult, but I don't want to focus on it too much. The most interesting part is the Maskana. What's the Maskana? The Maskana of the Sugi is that has nothing to do with this. Right? Amri, Rava Amri, Shani Hechel del Toko Asoi. Rava says, nope, Shani Hechel del Toko Asoi. Meaning the Hechel is only built for the inside. Ein Echinami, to go inside to get out of the sun is Asur. But no one would ever have the chutzpah to go inside the Hechel, not for for a Biri Kunis anyway. Right? To go inside to get out of the sun is Asur. But the Hechel is built for the inside. Right? When you build a building, I think that's true. When you build a building, what's the point of building a building? To give shade on the inside, right? One of the reasons you build a building is for shade, right? Why do I build myself a house? So that it won't rain on me, and the wind won't blow on me, and the sun won't shine on me, right? So clearly a house is built to give shade to the inside, but no one builds a house to give shade to the outside, right? That's not the purpose of building a house, and that's also, of course, not the purpose of building a heichal. And therefore, since the purpose of building a heichal is not to give shade on the outside, it's okay. Now, what exactly does this mean? Like, who cares what the purpose of something is, right? If I'm, if I'm makdish a brick to build into the base of Mikdash, the purpose is to build a building. Does that mean that I'm allowed to sit on it and use it as a chair because that's not the purpose? Like, is it really true? You're something you built for one purpose, then you're allowed to get any other hana from it, right? The if I'm makdish a cow, why am I makdish a cow? To burn it on the mizbeach, an ola. So I'm allowed to ride on it because it was also to burn on the mizbeach. I mean, it doesn't seem to make sense. So what's pshat? What does it mean, shani hechel toko asoy? What did Rishonim explain? One pshat?
Rashi says about the hana.
Exactly. Rashi says, and who agrees with Rashi? Excellent. So, what does it mean, shani hechel? Shani hechel diletoko asoy? Rashi and Tosas, and a few of many Rishonim. Rashi, but Rashi knows it good enough. It means shalom kederef hanaso. That means it's just going back to our earlier sugya. That's definitely true. The main way something came to use is derech hanaso. If you're using for a way it's not built for, that's usually lo kederech hanaso, right? So why do you build a house? You build a house to give shade to the inside. If someone uses the house to give shade to the outside, that's not the normal way of benefiting from a house. I mean, it's pretty clear. Like, right, if you build yourself a house and I use the shade of the outside, that's not the regular way. That's not the derech of being for a house. Derech never was to go inside the house, not to sit in the shade. So it's a heter of lo kederech hanasan. And what's the, how many chidushim are Rashi and Tosfos assuming? What two things are they assuming? One was more explicit.
One did you say? More than you say?
Yeah.
Well, one more thing is that that becomes butcher, not less a derech.
Ah. So that's not what's explicitly discussed in Tosfos, right? So why doesn't everyone agree with this? Why doesn't everyone agree with this pshat? Right? It's a good pshat, no? So everyone doesn't agree with this pshat, so there are two problems. Right? Problem one isn't it still Asur Midrabanan? There are a trillion ways in the Mefarshim getting out of this. I didn't ask you to look up. But someone want to answer the question. Isn't it still Asur Midrabanan? Meaning, how does this help? So the answer might be that that's what Rabbi Nedovin answers. So you could answer, right, B'E'efshar lo gazru? Maybe, since it's only the Rabbanan weren't gozer b'kam b'E'efshar. The Rabbanan didn't want to make you have tircha. Okay, even though usually serves Rabbanan make you have tircha, but you have to say, remember, we said shalok and derech hanasa might be a very kal kind of issur Rabbanan because you're not really doing anything. It's not really called hanah. So you can say they weren't gozer b'E'efshar. What else could you say?
We thought you could say that the people are all cholim as bad, at least as the guy with the makkah, because sitting in the sun in the kotel plaza is very hot.
It's a little tricky because they could just go home. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Aha! This is the Tosfos they're all medayik from, right? Could be that Tosfos holds that shalom derech hanasan is mutar lechatzila. Remember, the Gemara never says Tosfos Rabbanan. Tosfos Dafki is 2 days about the Zohar. a lot of people understand. No, this Tosfos holds Shlomo Devin Asher is Heter Gomer. It's interesting. No one said what I thought was the most obvious answer. No, that if anything, I would cut the other way. The Me'iri and the Chiddush Iran both give this answer of mitzvah derabim. That's all I immediately thought when I read the Gemara. That's the first thing I thought. Mitzvah derabim, it makes sense. The Rabbanim would relax their zera, right? It's very important. Mitzvah derabim, right? The Rabbanim and Yerushalayim have to learn Hilchos Achag. So I thought that, yeah, right, every time it was a tircha for you, maybe the Rabbanim wouldn't be matir in Hanos Shalokidar Hanosan. But mitzvah derabim, the Chiddush Iran says it, the Me'iri says it. There are other answers as well. There are other answers as well. Like some of the Mefarshim say that maybe they were making Shulchan Aruch Nosson that Tzel is only Aser Drabanan in the first place. Either because it's Ein Bo Mamish, that's a Shar Melech, or because it's Mechubar. And there's no sort of Me'ilan Mechubar, that's the Tosfos Shans. So, okay, there are plenty of answers. Right, and plenty of other answers. So there are plenty of ways to get out of that. I think mitzvah derabim is an obvious answer. Like if I was chazal, it would make sense, and I would say, oh, for mitzvah derabim, that's at least as bad as someone who's sick. But okay, the seder. What's the more difficult question on the deraisa level that Tosfos was worried about? Exactly. It doesn't say achila. And how did Tosfos answer that question? What do you mean? It says Achila through a? Exactly. Tosfos answer. It says Achila through a Zera Shava. Why is this answer very dachuk? Okay. Anyone who can answer this question fails Talmud for the semester. Why is this answer very dark? Okay, then. I hear that, but I can live with that. Hey, you just take over the word achila through the Gdera Shava. Okay, but let's say I can swallow that also. You're being too intellectual. No. I'm just asking you a Bikias. I'm asking you a Bikias question, right? I figure you have to know Bikias to really be a rabbi. You should have to have a decent bikias in Shas, or at least bikias in the main shiva after the Shas. At the very least, a bikias in the couple block that you learned this year, right? If you started in Daf Chaf, and now you're on Daf Chaf Vav, so you should at least have bikias in those blocks. So, why is this a very dachuk? Now, you can open any achron. I literally am saying practically any achron on the Daf points this out. Why is this so dachuk? Because on Chaf Dalet Amid Aleph, Abaye says, Basar b'chol of his asher shalok yider hanasan, because it doesn't say achila. And what does the Gemara say to him? The Gemara, I meant chafeyam and aleph. Just chafeyam and aleph. The Gemara says, no, lahachi kigam mina vela. That's why we have a gzera shava from the vela. Ma nevela yider hanasan basar b'chol yider hanasan. Nevela says achila, and there's a gzera shava, so basar b'chol also says achila. And what does Abaye say back? I don't care about the Zer Shabbat. If it doesn't say Achila Begufo, then you're Lokesh Lokidar Hanasan, right? Achila only counts if it says Begufo, not from Zer Shabbat. So that's why this Tosfos is very Dachuk, because it's going against the Gemara one block earlier, which has an explicit case where it doesn't say Achila Begufo and it says it through Zer Shabbat. It says, nope, if Hashem didn't say Achila Begufo, that's his way of hinting to us that Asher Shalokidar Hanasan. This is very Dachuk. Because of Daf Kapei Amin Aleph, Lehafi Lo Psiv Achila Begufo.
What? It's a good question by Kabbalah. Why did not say Achila? It should have said Achila. And in fact, if it didn't, you could say what Abai says. In a case where you're not dealing with Ochel, it's not a good question.
Aha. Okay. Simi's getting away out of this. Obviously, Tosfos remembered Chafei Amin Aleph, right? So what was Tosfos thinking? So maybe Simi says Tosfos is thinking maybe that since it shouldn't have said Achila, therefore you can't resign from that because it didn't say Achila. A lot of Achronim work out a whole pilpul, but you have to see how this works on the mic, so that over here it's Rava talking. And over there it's Abaye talking, and maybe there's all these sugyas, but Shitas say Rav and Abaye. Problem is then it comes out we should passing like Rava, which means that we should matter Masachos Hanasa. So it gets a little tricky, but you have to work it out, because that's only Isi ben Yehuda. You know, so basically all the Akronim are trying to answer, including some people say what Simi said. But because of this, what does the Shagas Aryeh hold? There's a famous Shagas Aryeh, as well as a Tosos in Zvachim, we could argue from now to all eternity, when the Gilyan Hashas says, Ayin Shagas Aryeh Simen Ayin Vav, with Tosos Reish Perakol Atzlam Durimasli Yamusu, does he mean not so in the Reish, but near the Reish of Kol Atzlam and Durimaskal Amru, like some of them say? Or does he mean Reish Perakol Atzvachim, Dibra Hamaskal Afilu Echa Baribo Yamusu? Both of those are stretched, but he clearly can't mean what he says, because there ain't no Tosin Rahli Mutsun being Kal Islamim. My personal opinion against what it says in the Ilzbah Hadra Gemaras is that he means Reish Perak Kal Azbachim, Dibra Maskal, Afilo Echa Baribo Yamusu. But I recognize that I have to change the Perak and the Dibra Maskal. But at least I get the Reish to work, since my Rav said at the beginning. But, and that Tosin says the same thing as Shagas Aryeh, right? Which is why I think that's what Riki Vager meant, as opposed to a Tosin that says it's different interesting things. But it doesn't matter what Riki Vager meant. Lamaik, the Tosin, Zvachim, and the Shagas Aryeh both say that Hektish is Aser Afilu Shelo Kedera Hanaso, unlike other Isurim. Right? So there is, it's not so posh, there is another sheet out there. Our Tosfos and Rashi seem to hold that Hektish is a Hektish Shelo Kedera Hanaso. Oh, how do you get rid of the Rabbanan? So deal with that. However, Tosfos and Zvachim says there are many more Chumers in Hektish than in Shor and Niskal, such as Shelo Kedera Hanaso. And the Shagas Aryeh says in the Forish. Shagas Aryeh says it only says Achiyut through Zera Shavu, not for Gufo. Therefore, it must be also be the right to even Shelo Kedera Hanaso. So this is, I think, the biggest Achilles heel in Tosfos is that it only says Achiyut through Zera Shavu, not for Gufo. Okay, you can look at the Rava, maybe it worked out different, but at least the most Rishonim. And that's why the Shagas Aryeh and Tosfos and Zvachim disagree. I just want to end with one point that we'll have to pick up next time, but just end with, I guess, a bit of lumdus. What's the base of the machlokas in Tosfos here and Tosfos in Zvachim? Man, when I ask what the base of the machlokas is, that can also always be answered in two ways. What the Tosfos here says is the Hetter Shelo Kedera Hanasan. The Shagas Aryeh, Tosfos in Zvachim say there's no Hetter Shelo Kedera Hanasan. Most Achronim agree with Tosfos here. Most Rishonim agree with Tosfos here. What are they arguing about? So on the one hand, they could be arguing about, you know, what to do when you have Achila through Gzeira Shava. Shagas Aryeh, Tosfos in Zvachim say, look in the Gemara, Achila through Gzeira Shava doesn't count. And Aratos says, no, maybe sometimes it does count, or maybe according to some Rishitas it does count. Or you could say, like, no. Everyone knows you could argue one way or the other way. They're really arguing because they're lumbus, because the way they look at the Isser of Me'ilah. Right, so we don't know. You can never tell whether people are really arguing because they had a shita and the docistic details of how to, what to do when it says Achilu through Gzeira Shava. Or no, they're arguing because they're lumbus, because the way they looked at Me'ilah. And then they worked it out with where it says Achila. If they're arguing about lumdus, what might they be arguing about? Right? Every three-year-old knows a famous chakir about Me'ilah. Right? Now, it actually comes up a little later in the parak, and maybe we'll have to be a little, end up understanding a little deeper than the three-year-olds. But what chakir does every three-year-old know about Me'ilah?
Is it the name of, is it something
else? Yeah, they have kind of different, yeah, is it an Isser Hana'a, or is it an Isser Gzela? Right? What's the nature of Me'ilah and Isser Gzela? Basically, is Me'ilah like Mamonos, just you put Hashem on the other side instead of a person, and therefore it's more Chomer in some ways? Only in some ways, there's an Hashem for people also. Or is Me'ilah kind of Isser Hana'ah? Right? So how do you look at Me'ilah? Is it Isser Hana'ah from Hektish, or is it an Isser Steel Hektish? Now, Lich Ora, if you held Me'ilah was an Isser Hana'ah, what might you be inclined to think? That if it's Shelo Kedera Hanasan, it's Efshar, might be Mutter, right? Meaning maybe if it's a, if you understand that Me'ilah is within Isur Hanah, you might be inclined to think it's much Shelo Kedera Hanasan, that's not real Hanah. But if Me'ilah is also Mitam Gzela, and this is the modern day Achronim point out, if Me'ilah is also Mitam Gzela, does it make any difference in the Gzela whether you're doing Derech Hanasa or not Derech Hanasa? Right?
At the same time, it's in the Totsah, and there's no, you're not taking any more shape than there was.
Okay, but if using your property without permission is Gzela, then does it make a difference if I use it in the normal way or the abnormal way? If I walk inside your house, I'm also not taking anything, right? That's still gzela because you don't let me, right? So if you don't let me use your property, does it make any difference whether I'm using it in a normal way or an abnormal way? It's hard to imagine it makes a difference whether I use it in a normal way or an abnormal way. So it could be going to look at the lumbus, and this is something we'll have to develop a little more, and we'll have to really come back to later in the parak. But if you look at Mila's gzela, then Tosos in Zvachim the Shari's already makes a lot of sense. This is gzela, that's why it doesn't say Atila Begufe. Because gzela is just as bad whether you're being then a Derech Anaso or not Derech Anaso. But if you look at Mi'ila as an Itzra Hanah, not as Mogonos, but as Isurin, then already you can go both ways and you can justify Tosos and Ardaf. You could say, well, when it comes to Isurin Hanah, maybe Shloka Derech Anaso, so you're not really getting Hanah. So that's a little bit of the Lumbus of Mi'ila ties in. We'll tie in the Lumbus of Mi'ila a little more next time to some of the other things in our Sugya, and then we'll really hit it when we get to the famous Nesivus and famous Rishonim and Achron about Mi'ila later in the Perek, Amir Tzashem.
Why is it that all the Rishonim is Suva just because it doesn't say Achila by all these other Isurim that it's going to be Motoshot Rechonah? Like, it makes, like Simi said, it makes sense by...